Backspin by Harlan Coben. Copyright 1997 by Harlan Coben. This book is read by Jonathan Mayrose. Chapter 1. Myron Bolitar used a cardboard periscope to look over the suffocating throngs of ridiculously clad spectators. He tried to recall the last time he'd actually used a toy periscope, and an image of sending in proof of purchase seals from a box of Cap'n Crunch cereal flickered in front of him like headache-inducing sunspots. Through the mirrored reflection, Myron watched a man dressed in knickers. Knickers, for crying out loud, stand over a tiny white sphere. The ridiculously clad spectators mumbled excitedly. Myron stifled a yawn. The knickered man crouched. The ridiculously clad spectators jostled and then settled into an eerie silence. Sheer stillness followed, as if even the trees and shrubs and well-coiffed blades of grass were holding their collective breath. Then the knickered man whacked the white sphere with a stick. The crowd began to murmur in the indistinguishable syllables of backstage banter. As the ball ascended, so did the volume of the murmurs. Words could be made out, then phrases. Lovely golf stroke. Super golf shot. Beautiful golf shot. Truly fine golf stroke. They always said golf stroke, like someone might mistake it for a swim stroke, or, as Myron was currently contemplating in this blazing heat, a sunstroke.
Mr. Bolitar?
Myron took the periscope away from his eyes. He was tempted to yell, "Up, periscope," but feared some at stately, snooty Marion Golf Club would view the act as immature, especially during the U.S. Open. He looked down at a ruddy-faced man of about 70.
Your pants.